Okay, Mike, what do you have for us today?
Well, I thought we would talk about Disney and a very active push to support the LGBTQ plus community and what they're doing within the legislature in Florida, but then also their game plan moving forward with their movies.
Wow, that's a lot. Mm. What article do you have for us?
So I pulled this out of The World. It's a journal. It's a Christian journal, and the author is by Albert Moeller. The title is called Disney Goes for Broke on Woke.
That's clever. A participant in Disney employee walkout earlier this month in protest of Florida's parental rights in education law wears a Mickey Mouse logo LGBT pride pin. So what is this Florida parental rights education law?
So this is the Don't Say Gay bill, right?
Yes.
So this is the Don't Say Gay bill that Governor DeSantis has signed. And the premise of the bill is that a certain age of elementary student in public education, there is to be no discussion about sexual items and anything that would pertain to whether it's sexual identity, gender, any of those things. So the bill is, we're not just going to talk about any of it, whether it's homosexual or heterosexual at all, with children of this age. That's the bill. But the liberals have grabbed a hold of it and like, oh, you're just discriminating against us. And that's why they've claimed it, that it's the Don't Say Gay, that we're not allowed to talk about being gay. When in all reality, it's the we're not going to talk about being gay or straight or anything with this particular age of children.
And what's the age? Does anyone know the age?
Is it third grade and down?
I believe it is third grade and below, yeah. Which to me, as the education system, we do not need to be talking about any kind of sex education third grade and
how
down.
How old is a third grader?
Eight years old.
Yeah, that.
So what are we going to introduce them to in preschool?
Well,
it's crazy, isn't it?
I would say there are some that would advocate for that, yes.
All right, let's get started into the article.
My business is making people, especially children, happy, said the late Walt Disney, founder of the global entertainment juggernaut that bears his name. The important thing is the family. If you can keep the family together, and that's the backbone of our business, catering to families, that's what we hope to do.
Wow. Can you imagine what he would think today if we introduced him to the new definition of family? Mm. You know, it's bizarre. Because it's hard from a business perspective, from an entertainment perspective, it's hard to argue with that. It really is. Mm-hmm. Like, provide clean, good entertainment for families. If families are happy, we're making money.
Well, and I know we're going to talk about this, and that's the point of the article, is Disney Corporation today would still say this is their mantra.
Yeah, just
the fact that what a family is has changed.
Yeah.
But did you want to say it? I'm sorry.
No, that's beautiful. Yeah,
it's stereo.
We were synced, yeah.
To continue with the article, the Disney Brothers cartoon studio opened in 1923, and the larger Disney empire will celebrate its centennial next year. With painstaking care and careful strategy, Disney built itself into a brand centered on creating entertainment and wholesome experiences for children and their families. The Disney brand and reputation were built on Mickey Mouse, originally named Mortimer, Snow White, The Seven Dwarfs, and television's The Wonderful World of Disney, and a host of legacy productions that transformed the very concept of entertainment.
All right, Steve, did you guys watch, because the others in this room, I guess you're probably old enough.
I am, yeah.
Did you guys watch this as a family?
Well, we got rid of it. My dad got rid of our TV when I was really young.
Okay, so then you didn't.
But, I mean, if we were at somebody's house that had a TV, I mean, I had watched, The Wonderful World of Disney and some of that.
John, did you guys? What did y'all do?
I think it came on Saturday night, Sunday night, so we were in church.
Yep,
and that was the big thing. You know, it was during church.
Yeah, yeah.
I remember watching.
Oh, come on, Brian.
No, okay. It was
on YouTube.
It was the 50-year-old reruns.
No, it was yes, but it would that later at night, as like a preteen, I remember watching with my siblings. But old school Disney movies would come on, you know, the ones you guys watched real time. they would come on at night, and it would be things like the classic Mask of Zorro, and Walt Disney would come on, and he'd talk about Tomorrowland or the different things of his parks. So even to an extent, I mean, Disney, even classic Disney, that was very much still a part of like my entertainment background, at least of what I was familiar with, and I had very conservative parents that even within Disney were very specific on what we could and could not watch.
Well, I didn't grow up going to church Sunday night, John, so Sunday nights was, this was a mainstay in our house, and we were popping popcorn.
In 2020.
And everyone was gathered around, and we were enjoying whatever was
60
going
minutes,
on.
That was it, right?
60 minutes was Sunday night.
Right, yeah.
Right, this was for the kids, everybody, and then 60 minutes would roll. This was 7 p.m., 60 minutes was 8 p.m., and but this was a...
I think I can count on one finger the Sunday night we stayed home.
Right.
I think we were all sick or something.
Right. In time?
In time, Disney would add spectacular theme parks, including Disneyland in California and Walt Disney World in Florida. Families flocked to the parks, and generations of young Americans grew up wearing Mickey Mouse ears and singing Disney's iconic songs. What could go wrong? Three major developments explain the recent transformation of Disney. The first was a series of corporate expansions into more mature forms of entertainment and experience. Under the leadership of CEO Bob Iger, Disney bought much of the famed 21st Century Fox empire. That was just one among many clear indications that the company was steaming full speed ahead into entertainment territory Walt Disney likely would never have allowed. The second development arrived with new digital technologies that allowed Disney to move into a vast and unrestrained world of streaming entertainment, including Disney Plus. Even the trade journal Variety wondered out loud what family-friendly might mean in Disney's future. But it was the third development that is most crucial, the modern revolt against traditional views of marriage, sex, gender, and family. The company has been pushing in new directions for years, but in the last few days, Disney caught in a conflict with its LGBTQ+ employees and stakeholders, is going for broke on woke. We have been given advance word that Disney is putting its entire future on the line for the sake of absolute moral revolt. Disney's current CEO, Bob Chapek, found himself in a pinch when a powerful group of his LGBTQ employees complained that the company had not put itself on the line in opposition to the parental rights and education bill now signed into law in Florida. He sought to placate those employees and the activists who supported them with corporate contributions to the LGBTQ organizations and public messaging against the Florida bill. Clearly, Chapek misread the situation, and it is hard to see how he survives the aftermath. The LGBTQ movement does not want progress. It demands surrender.
Wow. That's really maybe the most powerful sentence in the article.
And yes.
And what's so telling about all of that paragraph is the fact that the employees and the CEO and the shareholders and the country at large sees Disney as a part of the legislative question, which is ridiculous. They are not the legislative branch. You know, this bill went through the legislative process that we have decided in this country is to be the process by which bills in our country is run, and in a smaller way, each state has decided that it's going to run. And what's commonly seen is when you lose in the legislative process, we're going to do this end around, and we're going to you know, say stuff at the Oscars, and we're going to, you know, do stuff with Disney, and it's just such a telling thing about the lack of education about our process in America and the way that it's headed. Mm-hmm. You know, people just, you know, you could ask people, and I bet you there are people that think, oh yeah, this is, you know, Disney has something to do with this bill, and it come into, you know, or they could have stopped it or whatever, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy, isn't it?
Yep.
Well, it goes to show how powerful the lobbyists are.
It sure does.
It'll be interesting to see how this plays out long run with, I mean, because he says, you know, Disney's one of the most powerful companies in the world. Mm-hmm. I mean, as far as influence goes, is there a company that has more
influence?
I mean, yeah, influence. Now, as far as like well known and profits, obviously, okay, Amazon, you know, yeah, might
say,
be a little bigger.
Say Apple does.
But even with Apple, I mean, like, yes, Apple is larger, but is it actually pushing a particular type of content? Is it pushing its own message? Is there an organization that has a larger platform to state opinions and modify behavior and modify trains of thought and indoctrinate a company? Is there someone that has more of a voice than the Disney Corporation?
Because we have to remember, when we're reading this article, I think most people are picturing Mickey and the theme parks. But yet, under the Disney umbrella is ABC Television, mm-hmm, and all of the ESPN platforms.
Wow.
And so,
and do they even own Hulu? Because the current projection with the streaming services is you can buy for a reasonable rate, you can get Disney Plus, mm-hmm, ESPN, and Hulu as all part of one package.
Yep, they might. I don't know on that.
Yeah, one. Brian, I would say probably the only entity about indoctrination that's bigger and more regular is the public schools.
But public schools only are limited to our nation.
Right, but you're right.
Globally, Disney.
Globally, I don't think there's an entity that has a broader voice than the Disney Corporation.
And the Disney Corporation is sold out.
Yeah.
It seems like it. It seems like that Bob Chapek tried to have some moderation, but then he was met with a swift no.
Well, I was doing some, just trying to do some quick research on Bob Chapek. But I saw one article that he's Disney's most hated CEO. Of all the ones that they've had, he's their most hated. Because, I mean, the reality of it is sure, you can support the LGBTQ movement, but even if you support the movement, it in and of itself actually does not lean itself to being very family-friendly. Because not only is it, you know, that we are this way, but we're proud about it and everything is out in the open, as opposed to, we're just like this, but we want these conservative values, or traditional values, I should say, that they want the regular, you know, vision of a nuclear family and what that looks like. That it's a very different perspective.
Yeah, they want people to be able to have the rights for that nuclear family within the LGBTQ plus community, mm-hmm, but like you're saying, they're not pushing that. They're not painting that picture.
Right. And I was, one of the things I just saw is that Disney is actually pushing a lot of its employees, and I don't know if Al Mohler addresses it or not in his, that Disney's pushing many of its California employees to relocate to Florida or lose their jobs. Mm. Which makes you kind of question, you know, why is Disney making them relocate out of California and head to Florida? I don't even know that it would be vote. I think it wouldn't surprise me if the way California has reacted to the COVID-19 pandemic versus how Florida has, that Disney sees, oh, we can accomplish more and function more normally if we go and say, hey, we need you to relocate to Florida, as opposed to trying to function how they were doing in California.
So back to the article. Videos from a Disney all-hands employee session held just days ago reveal the scope of the company's enthusiastic embrace of that total surrender. Rumors of the sessions have been circulating, and the videos found their way into the hands of Christopher Ruffo, an investigative journalist with the Manhattan Institute Cities Journal. He posted excerpts of the videos on Twitter, which revealed Disney's new direction, an unrestrained, unapologetic, seemingly unlimited embrace of everything LGBTQ with gusto. Disney officials and other participants in the videos fell all over themselves, seeking to prove their credibility as LGBTQ advocates. Carrie Burke, president of Disney's General Entertainment Content, proudly pointed to her two queer children, going on to identify them as one transgender child and one pansexual child. She pledged to push for fully 50% of all Disney programming and characters to be LGBTQIA and racial minorities, pro-LGBTQ narratives, and queer leading characters are to be the new norm. Disney production coordinator Alan March committed the company to exploring queer stories and to qualify the fact that Disney
quantify
the fact that Disney is creating a sufficient number of gender non-conforming characters and the canonical bisexual characters.
What kind of language are we dealing with in today's world? Mm-hmm. Canonical bisexual characters.
Yeah.
Gender non-conforming characters. Man.
And they'll be able to do it too, because you know how you simply create gender non-conforming characters? You don't use people as the action, as the characters. You can do it with a movie about cars. You can do it with a movie about aliens. You can do it with a movie about robots. Those don't have genders. I mean, you can see how Disney will get this through.
Man, this is a total indoctrination campaign, isn't it?
It is.
Yes. It's almost like they went from, they were trying to, you know, insert it a little here or there. You know, because there's been no shortage of Disney movies or shows over the last several years where it has come up. We talked several years ago, before Mike was on staff here, about the Doc McStuffins episode that had two moms in it. Disney's movie Onward. That movie Onward has a police officer character that is very... They're basically suggesting that it's a trans individual. And so they're pushing it. But it went from now it's there's a character in a movie to it's about them.
So back to the article. Company leaders also tried to approve their commitment to gender bending. Disney Diversity and Inclusion Manager Vivian Ware revealed that the company had already eliminated words like ladies, gentlemen, boys, and girls at its theme parks. In a bizarre statement, she proceeded to inform participants that not all who identify as female want to be greeted as princesses. Instead, she urged the company to focus on creating magical moments for all, regardless of any gender
permutation.
Thank you. How exactly? If you are not seriously creeped out by now, God help you. All of this comes as no surprise to anyone who has been watching Disney in recent years. The company just finds itself in the awkward position of accidentally letting the world in on its internal conversations. So now we know. We have been given advance word that Disney is putting its entire future on the line for the sake of absolute moral revolt. Disney is a huge corporation, and it includes many deeply committed Christians among its employees. They were not signing on for full woke. What do they do now? The question will ricochet from one company to another in the months to come. What do we do now? Well, first and foremost, we do not act as if we do not know the truth about Disney. Christian parents and families must understand that Disney's empire is no longer a place where you can even say boy or girl. Decisions will have to be made. I am fairly confident that the Christians will be long gone from the world of Disney before there's a woke remake of Beauty and the Beast.
Even the most recent remake gathered a lot of flack.
Yeah. I think another interesting component with Disney doing this is that they are pushing into double-digit countries that would totally be on the opposite end of the spectrum. And so in the United States, they're trying to push this LGBTQ+ agenda, but yet at the same time, they're going into countries that totally are against that as kind of a sham to get their business to make more money and get entrance into those countries.
Is there a Disney in places like United Arab Emirates and places like that, or Dubai or whatever?
Not that I'm aware of. I know there's a Disney World Japan, Tokyo. There's one in, is it Paris?
France.
Yeah. And then I think there's one more outside of the United States.
So nowhere where, like,
nothing Middle Eastern.
Yeah.
But that's the direction they want to head. And I don't remember what the 10 were, but I'll look at that real quick while you guys continue to talk.
I mean, so we've talked about this, the concept, in a separate conversation, and that's the idea of, we knew once you started and you signed off on gay marriage, you know, where the path would go. And so we sit back and we watch this stuff happen, and obviously we're disappointed, because then, you know, at least for me, and this is my personal take on it, is it's now I have to be even more vigilant about what I allow my children to watch on Disney Plus. You know, and for the most part, I either don't let them watch anything that I haven't already seen, or something that I'm not watching with them, because I don't need them watching something and being exposed to it.
Sure.
And so that's something that, you know, I think a lot of parents, that at least that's my thought as having small children, is now I have to be that much more involved when this is supposed to be, you know, another conversation, but we use screen time as kind of, okay, you do this, kids, you watch a show, I'm going to go do the dishes, I'm going to go, you know, do the laundry, whatever we use screen time for, and whatever method in each family, that now it's, no, you actually have to be that much more vigilant about when you, you know, toss the ball back over the net to the television to allow your kids to watch it.
So I did see the article, I found it. What they're doing is they're introducing Disney Plus into the following countries: Algeria, Egypt, Libya, Morocco, Oman, Palestinian Authority, the Qatar, what my pronunciation?
Qatar,
thank you. Saudi Arabia, Tusani, and Yemen, all of which outlaw homosexuality. So they're not putting parks in those countries yet, but they want to get Disney Plus in there.
And what's Disney Plus?
So Disney Plus is their version of Netflix.
Okay.
So for the Netflix is by far, they were the front runner of the streaming services. And then
they,
I think
they put Blockbuster out of business.
Yeah, they almost put themselves out of business, because they were the one. But I think they put Blockbuster out of business with the mail-in, and then they really put Redbox out of business as well. But the streaming services, and then you have Amazon Prime, which are probably the two most prominent. And then after those two, and when I say most prominent, like, these are the ones that when you buy a smart television, it comes with their button on the remote. And then now Disney Plus has made it into their into that bracket, and really kind of, they came from last place to, I would say, almost first place almost immediately.
Disney Plus is in first place?
I would, in my mind, I'd put them there. And here's why, and Al Mohler didn't address it. You know, he talked about those three things that were kind of, you know, headed this direction. Well, here's how encompassing it is. Disney owns Star Wars and Marvel. He talked about 20th Century Fox, so we know they own the Fox Network.
And like 50% of the History Channel.
Right. So you take into consideration that all of our Star Wars memorabilia that is a cult classic of the traditional, but even the current ones with what they're releasing in the form of shows. And then you also throw in all the Marvel superhero movies, all the spin-offs and things that come as a result of that, and they own all their classic stuff plus all their new stuff. So Disney literally owns, I mean, everything that I pretty much enjoy watching is owned by Disney.
Did you say Fox?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They own Fox.
Isn't that interesting?
No, I don't.
Not Fox News.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, Fox News is separate.
Yeah, Fox Network.
Okay.
The movie.
The entertainment portion.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, so 20th Century Fox, which if any of the, I think those are the regular Fox networks.
So are you watching, like, is there anything modern on Disney?
They come out with new movies all the time.
Absolutely.
And that's what you're saying.
The Mandalorian, I don't know if you're familiar with the character Baby Yoda. Do you know who Classic Yoda is? All right, Baby Yoda took the world by storm in the series Mandalorian. My kids have the pajamas.
The music's awesome.
Like, it is, and Mandalorian is phenomenal. I would dare say it's the best thing of Star Wars since the original trilogy. Aside from the fact that it is clean, it's just an excellent story.
And my wife doesn't like it because it has no dialogue. Not much dialogue. It's very
space. But it's basically think of space western. I mean, that's what it is.
There's no dialogue?
There's almost a little. None. It's a lot of action, it's just
some grunting.
Think Clint Eastwood in a western, but yeah. Modernized.
And then
I need to pull my head out of from underneath the rock, I guess, man. I don't know.
Yeah, so you have Mandalorian. They're getting ready. Then after Mandalorian, they released the Book of Boba Fett, which I don't think was as good. It got there. And then now they're coming out with an Obi-Wan series, which Obi-Wan is one of the traditional, the classic...
Little, robot kind of thing was Obi-Wan, right?
No, he was a man. He's the guy that trains Luke Skywalker to be a Jedi.
Sorry.
Yeah. We'll edit that out of the recording.
You don't have to edit it.
Yeah, so he's
out.
Getting his own... I was being facetious. But he's getting his own miniseries. Inside the Marvel world, we were introduced in one of the movies to a character named Loki who's a bad guy. Loki got his own series. I mean, everyone's getting their own series out of this now, which is smart on Disney's part. And it's like, you know, now we've got people coming into our...
So what do you do, Brian, as a dad? What do I do as a grandpa? Do you filter it? Do you eliminate it? Do you boycott it? What do you do?
So for me personally, and this, I know people have different perspectives. I grew up in a home that was very much a boycott home. My mom talked about for years. I never realized it, but apparently my family boycotted Kmart for a long time. I was never the wiser, but she talked about how they boycotted Kmart.
No blue light special.
Mm. Yeah.
No soft pretzels.
My mom, you know, so she had a particular method. For me, I don't think I'm ever going to be able to remove my children from it. We are in the world, but we're not going to be of it. And so for me, it's I'm either going to watch it with you, or I'm going to let you watch something that I have seen. And I have to remind my wife, who's, you know, obviously at home with my younger son all day, that he gets a little more screen time because he's not in school yet, that, you know, like, you kind of got to keep an eye or at least know what it is that he's watching. Because as this agenda starts coming through, it's going to become more and more obvious. And things that were innocent will no longer be innocent. So it's just... I don't think you can boycott completely. Sure, you don't have to pay for Disney's Plus subscription. You don't have to take your vacation to Disney World.
Do you not do it? Do you do it instead? Steve, so you're going to have a grandchild. Are you and Beth talking about taking your grandchild to Disney someday? Because that's what grandparents do.
Hmm? Oops.
I'm at the point while he's thinking,
we'll let our daughter and son-in-law decide if they want her to go there.
Okay.
I would go back to Disney World, at least right now. Though that depends on how much movement they make in whether or not they necessarily, you know, when they say they don't use the word boy and girl, does that mean, you know, is every bathroom sign been changed? Like, that's kind of, how far down does this trickle? Or is this just when they're making public announcements, they're saying, you know, attention, Disney World guests, you know.
Dreamers of all ages.
Yeah. So, you know, where is this, how does this flush out, at least for right now? Now, does that being said, there may come a point in time in which it doesn't. I mean, it's guaranteed to be the world's most expensive vacation right now. So, I mean, that's why I'm not going. But as far as Disney Plus and, you know, supporting the organization in the sense of, you know, I watch the shows... I have a Google email address. If I'm traveling, I will grab a cup of Starbucks coffee. I'm, you know, recording this on a Microsoft device. You know, we can't say that we're not going to support LGBTQ organizations because they're LGBTQ organizations, because there are no Christian companies out there producing computers. There are no Christian companies producing cell phones. Like, at some point, you're going to compromise. And so my personal take on it is we're going to use it, but we're going to learn to use the technology wisely. This is why we don't go to these websites. This is why we don't watch these shows. This is why we're not watching this movie. This is why we don't use these words, something that came up in my own house in the last week. You know, so teaching them to navigate through it is my preferred method as opposed to trying to get them to never even see this or hear of this or know anything about this.
Mike, you've taken your grandchildren there yet?
No. They three of them went on their own. I mean, not three.
The grandchildren went on their own.
But their parents took them back a couple years ago. I think we're probably approaching everything from what Brian's same standpoint, that we could at the moment, but yet in time we'll have to see how things change quickly. And then across the board, as we've talked about, since Disney owns so much, I don't see us doing a full-on boycott of everything Disney, because then to be consistent, as he said, then I would have to be doing a full-on boycott of all the computer companies and so many other...
Apple.
Yeah, so out there. So for me, I think we've got to take it one entity, one compartment at a time, and make sure we talk through it.
Well, I think it's a matter of priorities, okay? You don't go to an amusement park for little mouse ears and teacups and all that. You go to get strap yourself into a ride that's gonna scare the living daylights out of you. So that's why we go to theme park. That's why we haven't gone to Disney, because half the rides are like, oh my word.
Yeah, it's all
I paid for this.
It's all either Disney is either nostalgia or it's you want to go on it with your child.
That's why I go to Carowinds and other places. Just got the awesome.
Could you drop me from 300 feet and then save me right before I hit the ground?
Exactly. I mean, yeah. And if I'm going to Florida, I'm going to go for some wholesome entertainment down to the Daytona 500.
Where they still pray when they start.
The over-beverage and over-dressed.
The Ark was advertising that they're the alternative to Disney.
No, they're not. I've been to the Ark. I went last summer with my children. Okay. It was a very long day because I have my, currently, here in another month or so, I will have a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. Mm. It was not fun all day long with them. However, 3 years ago, we took my 2 older sons to Disney for days and had a blast. So it's not apples to apples. Now, if you have some children that are a little older, can read some things, then sure, the Ark can be an alternative, but it's not the same thing. I'm not saying don't go to the Ark. Go to the Ark. It's cool.
And on the boycott thing, maybe not boycott, but definitely I'm not going to play that content in my home. And because I have other choices at this point, and when I say that, what I mean is, I'm not going to play that for my grandkids. I've always had an issue with Disney, even way back, little things like, well, first of all, they put a lot of religion, other religions, in their movies. Yeah. That's very out there. It's not subtle in any way. You know, Moana, and just mysticism. I mean, it's been there from the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
And then...
Fantasia 2000.
And then the other issue is just with the Disney Channel. We never watched that because they always made parents out to be idiots. And the most bumbling of all parents was the dad. And I just don't want... I never wanted my kids seeing that. Yeah. And so it wasn't like, hey, we're going to boycott. It's just, we're not going to watch that content. Now, will I watch The Mandalorian? Yeah. Me, myself, my wife won't even watch it with me. But, that kind of thing. But am I considering, just to take some dollars out of their pocket, canceling everything that I have that they may own? Yes. I am definitely kind of considering that because I've been doing that anyway because I just want to read more, So, I don't know. This may help that decision. Now, in my family... I don't pay for the subscription. We have a family. Sean actually owns it, but I just texted them, what their thoughts about canceling this stuff is. But I think it even comes with the phone plan. So,
yeah.
But I can remove the app off my TV. Not that that really impacts them, but
Well, if parents are interested, and I don't know if you, Pastor Sean, I will actually recommend it with your granddaughter. It's probably the only thing that's actually, promotable. There are things that, yes, this is, neither here nor there entertainment. Is the show, kids' show, Bluey. Are your grandkids familiar with Bluey?
I don't think so.
So it's on Disney+, and it has some phenomenal content. like addressing it's a blue heeler. That's why it's called Bluey. So it's a dog family, but it's a mom and a dad and two girls, and it talks real issues. Like the parents are on their phones and the kids are being ignored. It talks about, you know, one kid got invited to a birthday party and the other kid didn't. You know, it's just it's.
And what's it called?
Bluey. There, because the two of the dogs are blue heelers, and there have been a couple episodes where I've caught myself going, "Holy cow!" Like, you just coming at me, guys. And it's actually out of Australia, and it's great because
that's now, why we don't videotape this thing. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I've actually caught my kids now because like Liam, something happened with Liam the other day, and he goes, "Oh, biscuits," you know, and I'm just like.
Following the show?
Following the show?
I don't.
No. Okay. You guys will find out. Not Jonathan, I'm sure some of your grandkids have been exposed.
I still remember Blue's Clues.
Oh, yeah. No, Blue's Clues went woke. They went that direction.
But Bluey's not.
Not there yet.
He wasn't woke to start with.
He wasn't. Come on. No, the original Steve.
All right. He was a little.
Let's go to the mailbox.
Come on.
He was a children's show.
Either that or a Duke fan.
Wow.
Hey, I am one, so easy.
We lost a lot of people right there.
Yeah. All right.
No one's listening now. They boycotted our podcast.
Well, I think we need to wrap this podcast up because it's not getting any better, that's for sure.
Just like the Disney Corporation. Yeah.
Moeller continues to bring good content for us as an evangelical church. If you're not familiar, if you're not paying attention to what Moeller writes, what he reads, what he communicates, rather, you need to do it. I don't think there's a voice that is bringing more biblical integration thinking to the evangelical church more than Al Moeller.
There are a couple outside things that I've kind of seen that I want to throw out for those who are listening, because, you know, we basically said, hey, Disney's turning into complete trash. You know, they had trash, now they're turning into it. Number one, still on Amazon and available, if you have Amazon subscription, is Superbook. It's put out by the by CBN, so a Christian organization. They are Bible stories, and they're a little more accurate and believable than VeggieTales. You can get things like PureFlix. It's out there if you want a subscription like that. And I've also seen, I haven't logged in or gotten subscriptions or anything like that for these, but I've seen that Prager University is releasing kids stuff now, and then also Ben Shapiro's organization is pushing back and trying to come out with some kids programming. So there are companies that are out there trying to push back and provide things like, you know, the not going woke direction. Now, what the quality, whether or not your kids will love them, okay, I can't speak to that. But there are at least a few options still out there.
Isn't that the hardest piece to it, Brian? Is because the quality of what Disney does, if you measure it by animations and all, it's like the
yeah,
right. It's the best, isn't it? I mean, is there anybody that does it better?
Pixar.
They're partnered. Right? You know, you've got Universal Studios, which is Nickelodeon, so they would be a close, you know, neck and neck. But even then, I would say Disney has a leg up on in the animation world. Musical composition, I mean, I don't know who the recent composers are, but is it Randy Newman? So you had the Sherman and Sherman brothers, who were like the Disney guys for years. They're the ones that composed like the Mary Poppins soundtrack and a lot of that stuff. And I think it's Randy Newman is the one from like the mid-90s and early 2000s of like Toy Story and some of those Disney classics. That you have like one composer that's doing that, and you're not, because that's I think what Disney does and does well is they somehow get these catchy songs, and now if you're still listening, we don't talk about Bruno, which is from Encanto. We should have had a Disney lesson before we got on the mic for this.
Disney lesson.
Here's what Disney has done in the last 6 months.
Yes.
All right. Very good. Well, thanks for listening. Pray through this. Let the Holy Spirit lead you. Do your best to be wise in what you let influence your worldview. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.